And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Trudeau.
Royals fell behind 4-0 in the second inning and lost 8-3 to the Mariners at Kauffman. Royals are now 3-6, 2 games back in the AL Central. Royals and Mariners play the rubber match of that 3-game series this afternoon at the K. I didn't see how many people were there, but I just read that at the White Sox-Rays game, 974 people. 974 people. And in finger quotes, highlights from the game last night, I said to my husband, I'm like, is anybody there? You just empty seats, nothing. So cold.
Yeah, it's too bad. Bad start to baseball this year.
The guest list is complete, and there are some surprises when it comes to who won't be invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. All along, the two have said that they want members of the public to participate in their wedding on May 19th. Noticeably absent from the list of more than 2,600 invitees are the names of President Trump and the First Lady, Barack Obama, and Prime Minister Theresa May. There will be no political leaders invited, but there will reportedly be about 1,200 people, the couple says, have served their communities in some way. A statement from Kensington Palace says, in part, it has been decided that an official list of political leaders, both UK and international, is not required for Prince Harry and Miss Markle's wedding. I think that's the smartest thing they could do.
Sure.
Weddings, by the way, have become a very expensive proposition, and not just for the bride and groom. This is according to a new Bankrate report. If it's a close friend or family member that's getting married, they say guests spend an average of $628 on the wedding, travel, gifts, and pre-parties. If you're in the wedding party, you're shelling out even more, $728 on average. Elope. And a 106-year-old British man is now the oldest person ever to ride a zip line. Jack Reynolds celebrated his birthday Friday by riding that zip line. Guinness World Records was on hand to witness the event, which was filmed on Good Morning Britain. Reynolds, not a stranger to world records, though. On previous birthdays, he became the oldest person to ride a roller coaster, also the oldest person to get his first tattoo. Reynolds has been alive since April 6th, 1912.
Wow. I didn't know they cared so much about who rode a zipline.
Yeah.
But that would be a world record.
At 106.
We've got to find something that we can do. We can break some sort of record. There's all sorts of stupid stuff out there.
Most food eaten by 9 a.m.?
I'm down. Heck yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Here we go.
Jen, possible question this morning. According to the people who make this product, it takes about 45 seconds to explode this in a microwave. What are we talking about? 5767102. And again, a lot of people are coming in on the text line. You have to call if you want to win the tickets.
Are we doing this later? Is this a challenge?
It is now. Now that I found this.
All right, let's go to Clinton, where Kim is standing by. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right, what do you think here? We're exploding in the microwave.
My 13-year-old son says hot dog.
It's not a hot dog.
a hot dog.
But I bet he's exploded some stuff in there doing some testing.
All right, Harrisonville, Brenda, what do you think is blowing up in the microwave?
Would it be an egg?
Not an egg.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Overland Park, Casey, what do you think is blowing up in the microwave?
I'm
going to
guess a Twinkie.
It is a Twinkie.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
According to Hostess, it takes 45 seconds to explode a Twinkie in the microwave, much less than that for mom to freak out over the mess that it has made. You got it. Pig and Swig tickets for you. You can go enjoy some barbecue, bourbon, a little bacon, all happening downtown April 21st.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
All right, Casey, you hold on for a second. Joey's got the info, and who's getting the Twinkies?
Joey, going to send you on a mission this morning.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Grocery store right next door.
Yes, it is.
People were saying...
Thanks for the Twinkies.
Yes. you know, people used to say that they had a shelf life, like those things could live forever, and there were all these rumors and urban legends that they hadn't actually made Twinkies in decades, and they were just sitting on the shelves for years and years. But I read this morning that the actual shelf life of a Twinkie is between 25 and 45 days.
Days. And not years.
And
the people who found them in their old fallout shelters are not able to eat the Twinkies now, right?
Oh, man, it's been a hot minute since I had a Twinkie.
Yeah, it really has.
I mean, at least junior high. Like, I don't remember having a... since I was a kid.
Oh, I'm interested to see how far back our microwave goes, because it's pretty awful.
It's disgusting.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Celebrating birthdays today from MTV's The Hills, reality TV star Stephanie Pratt is 32. By the way, side note, from Laguna Beach, Stephen Coletti going to be in our studio Friday morning because he's in Kansas City for the Kansas City Film Fest.
That's right, yes.
Stephen Colletti and then James Lafferty from One Tree Hill. In studio, Shaylee has been losing her mind. What am I going to wear? Yeah. I have to get my hair done. What are we going to talk about? What, we should play a game with them. We should do this. Yes, we'll do it all Friday morning when they're here in studio. Also celebrating a birthday today, singer Joss Stone is 31. Comedy Central announced yesterday that Bruce Willis will be the subject of this year's roast.
Oh, boy.
Yep, the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis is set to tape this summer in Los Angeles with the air date to be announced later. The actor is the latest celebrity to get the roast treatment, following in the steps of people like Justin Bieber, Pamela Anderson, and Charlie Sheen. For the first time, Mariah Carey is letting fans know she has bipolar disorder. The singer revealed her 2001 diagnosis to People magazine in an article that published this morning. That magazine says Carey received her diagnosis after being hospitalized for a physical and mental breakdown. Carey says she is now in therapy and taking medication for bipolar 2 disorder. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson's relationship may be in some trouble after Thompson was allegedly caught cheating. TMZ reports the Cleveland Cavaliers player was supposedly caught on video taking a woman back to his hotel room in New York City early Sunday morning. Kardashian is due soon with Tristan's baby. He was previously caught cheating on Kardashian in October when he was seen kissing a woman at a club. Mm. Gwen Stefani was on the Ellen show. She was playing it pretty coy when Ellen asked her about marriage plans with Blake Shelton.
I'm just confirming what the tabloids are saying, which is that y'all are getting married.
Oh. So if I say we are, then I say we are. And if I say no, we're not, then that would be sad too. Or, what do you feel about it? You're married.
I love being married.
And what do you think I should do about it?
I think you should get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
And the kids love
him. The kids love him. We love him. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. Well, then
he's lovable.
All right. Well, just think about it. There's no rush.
But I do. I think about it all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Aww.
Some of us also think about it all the time. Yes, Blake Shelton, I would like to marry you.
Just do it.
Stefani also announced she's going to be heading to the Las Vegas Strip to headline a residency at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. That starts up in June.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Top high school basketball players may have been bribed by Adidas to play for certain colleges, according to an FBI probe. The Washington Post says court documents allege an Adidas executive arranged tens of thousands of dollars in secret payments to make sure the high school players went to either KU or North Carolina State. The allegations are part of an ongoing federal probe of corruption in college basketball. A spokeswoman for Adidas says the company is cooperating with the investigation. Forget April the giraffe. There are new animal internet stars in the making. This is happening in Colorado. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. Have you ever been there in Colorado Springs? It's incredible. We went years ago, but it's amazing. They have launched a temporary birth cam. They have two giraffes on the brink of giving birth within weeks of each other. The mama giraffes are due to have their babies toward the end of April or beginning of May, but they say sometimes babies can come when they're least expected. So they've got the camera up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The story and the link to the birth cam are up on the KC1021 Facebook page.
And that's why we haven't heard from Shaylee yet, because she is...
It's exactly where she will be until these babies are born.
Yep.
Victoria Bell's going to be running this month's London Marathon dressed as the poop emoji. This woman's trying to set a Guinness World Record for fastest marathon dressed as an emoji.
And the poo is everyone's favorite emoji, so I think it was a good choice to go for. And I just kind of wanted a costume that would make everybody smile and laugh on the day.
She is doing it to raise money for the charity WaterAid. And chilly temperatures on Monday morning didn't seem to deter a man who jogged naked in downtown Baltimore at about 8:30 during rush hour. News of the streaker quickly spread among office buildings and the staff in the nearby public defender's office. On the street, some people called to the man as others pulled out their cell phones to get pictures. The naked man, witnesses say, did not appear lost or confused. Just seemed to simply be exercising. Other people reported the man definitely didn't seem lost or confused. Baltimore police spokeswoman says officers drove up the street in response to several 911 calls, but the man disappeared, evading an indecent exposure charge.
Wow.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Wednesday morning, time to get a finalist for Billy Joel Here and There.
See him at the K, see him at Wrigley Field. Somebody is going in September. Is it going to be this caller 12?
Why, it could be. Let's say hello to Missy from Lee's Summit. Hello, Missy.
Good morning.
Instant finalist for Billy Joel Here and There.
We were just looking over one of his set lists from a show in New York, and he does a cover of Monster Mash. How great is that? Nice little random cover. But you'll hear all kinds of stuff if you win, because you'll get to see him twice. All right, you're in the running. We'll let you know in just a few weeks if you're our big winner, Missy.
Oh, I will be. I will be. I will be.
I love the confidence. Yes.
We'll give you a call. Hope you are.
All right, Missy, hang on. Joey's going to get some more info, and Jackie has your next chance to become a finalist this afternoon during the no-repeat workday.
So I feel bad because I was teasing some of my friends on Facebook. Everyone was posting about WrestleMania that was just on a couple days ago. And so I'm giving them a hard time about being excited about it. And they're like, no, this is the greatest thing. WrestleMania is amazing. And I'm like, okay, all right. That's your thing. You love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your thing. Much like you and Shaylee have been losing your minds recently over Laguna Beach and the hills and the soundtrack that goes along with those shows.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I mean, there is certain, like, highbrow stations I listen to online. And I'll text Jen sometimes on the weekends and go, like, this station's playing Pink Floyd, you know,
right.
Something from Brain Damage, you know.
Right.
It's like, wow, that's cool.
Great deep cut.
And then I come in here and Shaylee's like, oh, my God, Good Charlotte is everything. And I'm like, yes, I love Good Charlotte, too. And Jen loses her mind. Like, how can you like good stuff and yet crap all at the same time?
It blows my mind because you and I sometimes are right on. Like, yes, we'll find some great Led Zeppelin track and we're like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, Sum 41, woohoo! What? How can you like both of those things?
There is room for everything.
Well,
do you not have guilty pleasures? Do you not have stuff that people would consider crap?
Here is what I get made fun of the most at my house for, is because not only do I watch them, but I religiously watch all the Real Housewives show. So on my DVR, it's nothing but the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of New York, which just started up, by the way, Real Housewives of the OC, all of them. And sometimes maybe I indulge in some Teen Mom on MTV.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
And I feel guilty that my time is spent that way because they're not. They're terrible. They're terrible shows. And I can't stop watching because they're soap operas. And so they suck you through. You have to see the next episode to see what happens.
Right.
It's trash, but I don't care. I like what. That is your text line, your Snapchat this morning, 816-576-7102.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Good Charlotte?
You'll listen to this and then the Pixies. I can't reconcile that in my head. You can like both of those things.
Yes, there's room in the human psyche for both. All right. She said it. I like crap, but I don't care. We'll take your calls and texts.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I'll stay true.
And Jen's probably going to bust my buns because I like that song too. Andy Grammer and Honey, I'm Good. 724. When I say I love The Cure, and then I tell Jen, man, I sure love Sum 41 too.
Those things.
It's a great driving song.
No, you can't like both.
Put the windows down.
From the text line, 9236 said, my family teases me on my playlist. I can go from Taylor Swift to Two Live Crew in a matter of seconds.
Thank you.
Yes, but those are both good things.
That's the beauty of music.
Yes, those two things I understand because they're both good individually. You like crap on one end.
Oh, so
and really
pop
good
that
stuff.
Blank is fine, but yes. I can't listen to Fat Lip.
Two Live Crew, innovative. Sum 41, not listenable. Those things don't make sense to me.
Sorry for the snort, but I love your hypocrisy.
2582 texted, don't feel bad, Jen. I like that crap, too. I watch a lot of the Housewives shows, and I love them.
816-576-7102. You're answering today, yeah, it's crap, but I still like it. Tell us what other people might consider trash that you just can't stop watching or listening to. Let's go to Kelly from Merriam. Kelly, what would that be for you?
Well, that was me that texted in, the 2582. I'm with Jen. I can't help it. I get sucked into the Housewives, and I can't stop watching.
Yes. Of course.
Do you have a favorite season?
I watch New York, New Jersey, and Orange County.
Mm-hmm. And New York
those
just
are my three favorites.
Yeah, and right now we're in this great cycle because one of them's just ending and another one's just starting. So now you have all the reunion shows, like the Atlanta reunion is on, but New York is just starting up. So we've got new drama with Bethany Frankel. Oh, it's all happening.
I know, and it's like, I love it. I can't wait to get home and watch it.
I know. The smartest thing to do, I've found, though, is to DVR it because, man, there's a lot of commercials. And then you can watch it in, like, 38 minutes.
Yep, that's the best part about it.
Well, thanks for the backup.
Hey, you're welcome. Anytime.
I appreciate
I'm always on your side, Jen.
I think a lot of people I think a lot of people are into those, the housewives, though.
8362 just texted, every time 13 going on 30 is on, I watch it and my husband makes fun of me. That's a cute movie. Wouldn't be embarrassed about that. Young and the Restless, anything from the Bachelor and Bachelorette series, including the Winter Games.
Oh, no.
You even went Winter Games? That's impressive.
Yeah, and here I'm the guy that loved Temptation Island, and even I couldn't go to Bachelorette Winter Games.
Oh, here you go, Truda. Don't feel bad, Truda. I love the bands like Good Charlotte and Sum 41, as well as Def Leppard and Skynyrd and Bon Jovi. I've been listening to a channel that's got pop punk powerhouses. I highly recommend it.
Oh, there's a good one. Yeah.
Pop punk powerhouse.
Check that out. Right. You know, it usually comes up. This discussion comes up every week when we're getting ready for Throwback Throwdown.
Yes.
And Shaylee has some random 2001.
Ashley Simpson.
Yes. And I'll be like, yeah, I love that song. Right. I mean, Pieces of Me. Boom.
And then we'll talk about Guns N' Roses. And you're like, yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, that's a great song, too.
And I get confused.
Happen to like a lot of things. Joey?
Did you like Pieces of Me mainly because of the SNL performance?
Well, that was good, too. Rare Ashley Simpson lip-synced on the show.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
She did that with a hoedown, and it was awesome. Yeah, I got teased a lot from friends in high school because I had the biggest crush on Ashley Simpson.
She's hot. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Not a good singer, but she's very cute. Joey, by the way, is on a walkie-talkie. Somebody just texted in a little bit ago that was like, where is Joey? How are you talking to him? Why does he sound like that? We have to talk to him via walkie-talkie because he's in the room across from us, and we have no phone system. That
he's in a completely different room.
Well enough for us.
Mics don't work over there, so it's all strange. All right, we can take your calls and texts still. It's crap, but I still love it no matter what.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I know it's trash, but I don't care. Your guilty pleasure TV shows, songs, bands. 816-576-7102. From the text line, that Playboy Bunny Mansion show, I was obsessed and intrigued. Yes, I also watched The Girls Next Door.
Same here.
And the spinoffs as well. And Kendra Wilkinson still makes her way into the headlines every once in a while.
Not sure how.
She and Hank, I guess, fully done now. Broken up. Also from the text line, all reality TV and Young and the Restless, I'm a reality junkie. 1725 said Ryan Cabrera. I can't even make fun of that because I saw Ryan Cabrera at Power and Light with Shaylee the Millennial.
Yeah,
he was there with O-Town and a couple of other bands, if you want to call them that. Also from the text line, I'm 40 with zero kids, and I may have a couple VeggieTales songs on my iPod.
Ah, well, there you go. Right?
Teen Mom OG, don't feel bad about that text line. I can't stop watching either. Mm-hmm. Everybody's pregnant again. You got to watch now.
Right. Natalie, we know, is deep into the trash TV, right?
Natalie, rush up early this morning.
I love that that's how I'm known. She's deep into the trash TV.
What are you most guilty about now watching on TV?
Well, my brother and my son think it's hilarious that I'm obsessed with live PD.
Oh, that's
I've heard a lot about that. Yes.
Yes, that's great.
I think it says something about my life that I've lived in two of the counties that are covered on that show.
So for people that haven't seen it,
my old street.
A little description. Is it basically like Cops?
It is kind of like Cops, but it's live Cops. It's on A&E every Friday and Saturday night, and it's 3 hours every night. So this is 6 hours of my weekend every weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
And I actually have my son watch it with me, and we sit there, and I'm like, you see what that person's doing? Why are they doing that? Because of drugs. Yeah, don't do drugs.
Life
it's like
lessons.
PSA.
You know what you could do, Natalie? My brother's a cop. You can do a ride-along with a police officer. And you could just do it live, and then you could just live it instead of watching it on TV.
No, I would be the person that would accidentally shoot myself. I know my boundaries in life.
Natalie loses a toe just doing a ride-along. all right, well, good luck getting Elliot off to school this morning. Everyone will be listening to you this afternoon from 3 to 7. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And she forgot Survivor in there, too. She loves Survivor.
And she loves her some Bachelor and Bachelorette. I know she watches all of those.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's trash, but I don't care. Your guilty pleasure songs, bands, TV shows, 816-576-7102 from the text line. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart do lunch or whatever it is. I think they're talking about Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party, which I have not watched, but I am not against. If I was ever home at the right time, I would totally watch that.
Yeah, I've not seen it either.
5445 said, I love Cannonball Run. No, be proud of that. That's not a guilty pleasure.
That's not trash at all.
I watched that maybe a week and a half ago. Who doesn't love Burt Reynolds? It's glorious.
Smokey and the Bandit. That's a great one, too.
Storage Wars came in on the text line. And this one I'm with you. My ex says it's trash, but I binge watch Intervention on Hulu. Oh, I've watched Intervention for years.
Yeah, that's been a good one.
Of course you have.
Shaylee, what's your trash, but you don't care? Well, besides all of
the music.
Oh, she
doesn't consider it trash, though.
Thank you. That's the thing. I don't think it's trash.
It's not a problem.
O-Town is not a real band.
We're about to have an intervention here for what you consider to be real stuff.
Guys, 98 Degrees is legit. I don't know what you're talking about, and I will still listen to that in my car.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I like their Christmas stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You listen to Christmas music in July.
Sometimes I do.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot Christmas.
Why don't you knock my music?
Oh, text line. No, said right now the Royals. Sad face. Too soon. Too soon.
Sarah, what? This is trash, but I still watch it anyway. Sarah, what do you think?
I was raised on Big Band and 70s rock, Zeppelin and all that, and then 80s hair band, but every time Bee Gees or ABBA or anything like that come on, the music is turned up, I am rocking out, dancing in my car. My son, when he was little, would be like, oh my God, Mom, would you just stop? I've got Mamma Mia DVR'd on my TV so I can watch it anytime, and I cannot wait for Mamma Mia 2, so there you go.
That is fantastic. I love it.
I do too. It's feel good music, gets you up moving and get you going.
And you don't hear very often, I love disco. Just not a phrase that many people will use.
I know. My brother would be like going, you are not my sister right now if he heard me. I would be disowned.
Well, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Nothing wrong with the Bee Gees.
From the text line, Nickelback and Hoarders, literally trash.
All right, we've made hay on this one. We keep it coming. 816-576-7102. Not trash, is Prince.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Royals fell behind 4-0 in the second inning and lost 8-3 to the Mariners at Kauffman. The Royals now 3-6, 2 games back in the AL Central. Royals and Mariners play the rubber match of that 3-game series this afternoon at the K. Much nicer weather for that game today. I saw that yesterday in Chicago at the White Sox game, 974 people.
Yeah.
That's it?
Including the players.
And the
people,
vendors,
the water boy,
the peanut guy. All of them. 974 people.
Did they say, just okay, everybody just come on down to the first section here. We'll just put you all for
everybody's front row.
Woohoo! Yeah. Wow.
Guest list is complete, and there are some surprises when it comes to who won't be invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. All along, the two have said that they want members of the public to participate in their wedding on May 19th, but noticeably absent from the list of more than 2,600 people are the names of President Trump and the First Lady, Barack Obama, and Prime Minister Theresa May.
Drake!
There will be no political leaders invited, but there will reportedly be about 1,200 people the couple says have served their communities in some way.
Harry Potter.
A statement from Kensington Palace says, in part, it has been decided that an official list of political leaders, both UK and international, is not required for Prince Harry and Miss Markle's wedding.
The little dog named Snuggles.
Definitely there.
So. Yeah. Today's National Pet Day.
I saw that. Meanwhile, weddings have become a very expensive proposition, not just for the bride and groom. This is according to a new Bankrate report. They say if a close friend or family member is getting married, guests will spend an average of $628 on the wedding. If you're involved in it, you're in the wedding party, you're going to shell out even more, about $728 on average.
Yikes.
Shaylee, how many bridesmaids' dresses are in your closet currently?
3.
Yep. How much would you say, does that sound about right? Over $700?
Oh, easily.
Because you're paying for the dress.
Yep.
The travel to get there. Because I was a bridesmaid once, had to come from Chicago here.
Sure.
Pay for the hotel, the rental car, the flight,
got
the
hair,
gifts,
makeup.
Hair and makeup.
Shoes. Jewelry.
Everything.
Then you got bachelor party. Bachelorette parties.
Nonstop.
Yeah. Bridal showers.
Can you just elope? Shaylee, here's what my dad told me.
Mm-hmm.
If you elope, I will help pay for the honeymoon and make it a real nice vacation for you.
I'm in. Can you find me the groom?
What I'm saying is, if you can make this cheap for all of us, we help you somehow.
I'm in.
He'll be here on Friday.
Yes. Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty in studio this Friday.
It has a ring to it.
Ah, you like that?
Uh-huh.
Please tell me you already have a
Shaylee
hashtag.
Shaylee Coletti.
Maybe.
And they're going to walk down the aisle to Good Charlotte.
Shaletti, there's something to that. A 106-year-old British man, now the oldest person ever to ride a zip line. Jack Reynolds celebrated his birthday Friday by riding this zip line. Guinness World Records was on hand to witness the event, which was filmed on Good Morning Britain. Reynolds, no stranger to world records, though. He also became the oldest person to ride a roller coaster on a different birthday, and also the oldest person to get his first tattoo. Reynolds has been alive since April 6th, 1912.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Like the true Gen Xers we are, that was Jen and I's first show, Spin Doctors, right?
I did
one
see
of
them.
One of our first big concerts.
At Sandstone, back when it was still Sandstone.
That's right.
I did.
It's the show with Jen and Truda. Shaylee the Millennial is here, Joey the producer, and we need somebody within the time frame. We had a lot of calls, but unfortunately they were either too old or too young. So we need somebody. What are the years again?
So if you're Generation X, you're considered somewhere between like 1965 to 1978. We want somebody in that wheelhouse. If you're within a year or two of that, that's cool. But Shaylee, the millennial, is ready to take you on this morning. A Gen Xer who wants to win Bare Naked Ladies tickets. Bare Naked Ladies, Better Than Ezra, KT Tunstall, coming to Starlight June 2nd.
All right, so if you're in that time frame, call now 816-576-7102, and we play...
Just because we get around.
All right, looks like we have Carol from Leawood on the phone, and let's find out. Carol, what year were you born?
1976.
Perfect.
All righty.
You are a Gen Xer. Shaylee's going to try to answer some questions about your generation. You're going to try to answer some questions about Shaylee's generation. We'll see if you can win these Bare Naked Ladies tickets,
we'll
okay?
We'll all laugh uproariously.
Oh, awesome.
All right, we will start with you, Carol. Gavin DeGraw's I Don't Wanna Be served as the theme song to what TV drama starring Chad Michael Murray and James Lafferty?
Oh, gosh.
This was a big show.
I have no idea.
Chad Michael Murray, James
like
Lafferty.
One Tree Hill.
Yes!
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yes!
That's
right.
It! One Tree Hill! How did you come up with that?
I don't know. That's the only thing that popped into my head.
Once the theme song gets going, then you're like, oh yeah, yeah. Somewhere subconsciously, you remember it. And for the record, James...
And Sophia Bush.
Right. Oh, geez. James Lafferty, who played Nathan on this show, is going to be here in our studio on Friday. He'll be in Kansas City for the KC Film Fest.
Tonight on the CW.
You get 127 points for getting that right, Carol. Shaylee, over to you. I'm going to name some movies. You tell me the actress who was in all of them, all right? One common actress in all of these films. Her first major...
Stop laughing at me.
Sorry.
First major role was in The Godfather. Then she won an Oscar for Annie Hall, one of the greatest movies of all time. Father of the Bride... She's in that. The First Wives Club. Any of these sound familiar to you? Do you know the actress in all of those films? The Godfather, very young in that. Beautiful. Annie Hall.
I've never
Father
even heard of
Father of the
of
Bride
that.
And The First Wives Club. Big hint, she's in the new movie, Book Club.
Oh.
You've never heard of The Godfather? Is that what you said?
No, I never heard of Annie Hall.
Oh.
What? Oh, my God. What?
Diane Keaton.
Ah, she just looked at her paper and cheated, and she doesn't know Woody Allen. Joey, for the love, would you make her some sort of something?
I'm busy looking at Laguna Beach
a
soundtrack.
List, something to teach her about Woody Allen. Can we help?
Oh, I've never seen a Woody Allen movie either.
Thank
well, it's
you.
It's okay if you've never seen it, but to have never heard of it or to know of it.
I've heard of it, but...
I heard of it just now. That counts.
While you're at it, watch Manhattan. Thank you. Carol, she gets 0 points because she cheated to get that. She looked down at her book club premiere information. Over to you.
She had a 1 in 5 shot.
That's Thank true. You. A decade after playing David on Roseanne, Johnny Galecki would go on to play Leonard on what sitcom?
Oh, totally know this.
Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank right now, and I totally know this song. Oh.
He was David on Roseanne. Then Johnny Galecki goes on to play Leonard on what huge sitcom?
It is huge, and I can't think of it right now. I just dropped. Because Sheldon is on it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't think of the name.
Bare Naked Ladies do the theme song, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You could win tickets to see this band if you know the answer to this, Carol.
Is it Big Bang Theory?
Yes, it is!
How did you do that?
Sometimes you gotta hear the theme a little bit.
It came finally to me.
Congratulations, Carol. You are gonna go hear this song live. Bare Naked Ladies, Better Than Ezra, KT Tunstall, you are going to Starlight June 2nd.
That's awesome. Oh, that's my husband's birthday.
Oh, perfect. Look at that. We're saving you money.
Done.
I know.
Just file those away. He doesn't have to know you won them.
Okay.
Congratulations to you. Shaylee, I don't know what to do with this information.
What?
You don't know Woody Allen, and you don't know Annie Hall, and you don't know Manhattan. And it hurts me. Like, that actually hurts.
It hurts me that you don't know anything about Laguna Beach. Or the hills.
I know what I need to know. Lauren Conrad has a lovely line at Kohl's. That's the important thing. I can't.
All right, congratulations to Carol. We play every Wednesday here at the show. We see what Shaylee knows and what she doesn't know. There we go.
I know the lyrics to this song.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Just as she took a big bite of food, it is time for entertainment news. 8:49 at the show with Maroon 5 on this, the 11th of April.
It wouldn't have been bad. It's just eggs and sausage, but I put a lot of hot sauce on there.
Oh,
my mouth's burning a little bit.
Gotcha.
It's
you
cool.
want time to take a drink?
No, I got this.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
We can stall for a second if you want.
Ooh. Celebrating birthdays today. From MTV's The Hills, reality TV star Stephanie Pratt is 32. Can you tell it was a slow day for birthdays? When you're mentioning Stephanie Pratt, the day might be a little slow.
You got the sister of Spencer.
Exactly. Singer Joss Stone is 31 today as well.
Don't do it.
Oh. Comedy Central announced yesterday that Bruce Willis is going to be the subject of this year's roast. The Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis is set to tape this summer in Los Angeles, with the air date to be announced at a later time. The actor is just the latest celebrity to get the roast treatment, following the steps of stars like Justin Bieber, Pam Anderson, and Charlie Sheen.
For the that would be a good one, because he's followed the predictable actor arc of come out, have cool movies like Die Hard, Die Hard 2, and then gets into really, really bad films.
Yeah.
By the end of the Die Hard series, those were just laughable.
You can go back and make fun of Moonlighting. You can go back to his TV days.
Sure.
Plenty to choose from.
His music.
Ah, yes. For the first time, Mariah Carey is letting fans know that she has bipolar disorder. The singer revealed her 2001 diagnosis to People magazine in an article that was published this morning. The magazine says Carey received her diagnosis after being hospitalized for a physical and mental breakdown. She says she is now in therapy and taking medication for bipolar 2 disorder.
It's weird she wanted this.
Happy New Year! I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson's relationship might be in some trouble after Thompson was allegedly caught cheating. TMZ reports that the Cleveland Cavaliers player was supposedly caught on video taking a woman back to his hotel room in New York City early Sunday morning. Kardashian is due soon with Tristan's baby. He was previously caught cheating on Kardashian in October when he was seen kissing a woman at a club.
Why can't he take some solace in my former throwback throwdown winner? Right. It wasn't me.
Not me.
No, wasn't me.
Deny, deny, deny. Gwen Stefani, she was on The Ellen Show. she was pretty coy when Ellen asked her about possible marriage plans with Mr. Blake Shelton.
I'm just confirming what the tabloids are saying, which is that y'all are getting married.
Oh, so if I say we are, then I say we are. And if I say no, we're not, then that would be sad too. Or, well, what do you feel about it? You're married.
I love being married.
And what do you think I should do about it?
I think you should get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
And the kids love him?
The kids love him. We love him. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. Well, then
he's lovable.
All right. Well, just think about it. There's no rush.
But I do. I think about it all the time.
Oh, I do. Thinks about it all the time, does she? She also announced she's going to be heading to the Las Vegas Strip to headline a residency at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. That starts up at the end of June.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Happy National Pet Day, everybody.
Didn't we just have that?
Seems like they're all just repeats.
That was Dog Day. Wasn't it National Dog Day not too long ago?
Oh, National Puppy Day.
Yeah, it was. It was National Puppy Day. Now it's Pet.
All pets.
Right.
Goldfish, hamsters, guinea pigs.
Have you seen the customized pajamas you can get with your pet's picture on them?
Yes.
They're $179, but they're really cute.
Puppy in her jammies on TV. Look at that.
We are in a onesie. Easily distracted. What I'm saying is, Shaylee, as much as I thought of you when I saw those sweet, cool puppy pajamas, I cannot afford a $179 gift for you,
nope.
So you're not getting them.
It's cool. Yes.
Did they come in 3X?
Don't have the 200
have
either.
Those. Oh, you're right. No. But I can wish from Santa Claus.
That's right. You can always wish. Jackie Lucky has your shot to see Billy Joel Here and There. Your next chance to become a finalist happens this afternoon between 1 and 2.
All right, that's it. You guys have a good day.
Enjoy.
We'll see you back tomorrow.
This weather.
I got shorts on finally.
70s, man.
Wait, April 11th it took to wear shorts. Shawn Mendes plays us out. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the show.
I won't lie to you.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.